Welcome to Perception Vibes, where the vibe is to only be perceived by the music. There's already enough shade within the shade room, so we will not be discussing news, politics, gossip, anything of that nature, which is to be debated if it is outside of the music and the creation of music. My name is Breeze, and this is my co-host, Shake B, and today we are talking about the art of playlisting.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good.
You know, the reason why I said that playlisting is an art, because if you really break it down and really put your time and effort into a playlist, it's a science to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with the new wave of playlisting being the new thing, it lost that art. And now people are just throwing songs together and saying, hey, I made a playlist for that. Got a playlist for that. What do you think?
Well, I think for me, with the way that I enjoy music, and I feel like it was a privilege to have been in the era that we were in, where we had blank CDs before the iPods and the, giving away my age, the Zooms, you know, different types of beginning MP3s that came out. So, the damn cassette tapes. I started then where you had to listen to the radio. This is when you had the radio, and you had to cut off where the DJ would come back into the song and fuck the song up, and you had to cut it off there, and then you had to bring in the next song, like if you wanted to make, you know, your favorite songs back then. So it's always been an art for me to make playlists or CDs or mixtapes. I used to have a love and hate when the mixtape era was in, because, you know, when I did enjoy listening to the radio, you had DJs that really mixed the songs and brought them in at a certain point and did certain things to make a smooth transition. Like the whole time, you know, the beginning stages of the quarantine, when we were listening to DJ D Nice, I'm like, yes, because the art form of DJing that I missed, because his transitions were so smooth. I'm like, oh, he brought in a good song after this one. Like, bet I like it. Like, so that made me go back to him to not be like, okay, I'm gonna listen to his mixes, because he's smooth with it. That's truly how you DJ, and that's how we all started. At least that's how my generation started, you know, with making mixtapes and playlists and things like that. And then, you know, with me being the oldest and having certain friends, it became a competition for me to see who made the better playlist. And I personally feel like I was the best out of all of them. There was one friend that could kind of come close to me, but I still felt like I beat him anyway. I know that you used to get mad at me when we were younger, because I would be on your ass about... Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
Put these songs together. And then I feel like you are the people that are out now that are just throwing songs on playlists.
I was gonna fess up and say, before you taught me how to actually structure an actual mix CD, I would have a Nicki Minaj song with a Beyonce song right after. And that's not like, we're not talking about when they merge together. I'm talking about Itty Bitty Piggy would come after Baby Boy. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Them was the times. And like, I remember you used to cry like, no, you're going to get this right. Like, you didn't understand them, but now it's like, yeah, Shake, I get it.
Yeah.
These playlists are trash because I don't want to listen to a playlist that all I have to do really is just go listen to the radio and songs. That's not what I'm looking for when I'm listening to a playlist. I'm listening for, if I'm in a mood to clean, for instance, because, you know, majority of Black people, when it's time to clean, we think that it's going to get us through whatever it is that we need to get through. So if I'm in a mood to clean, I'm not going to put on a playlist that has a bunch of songs. Like, I'm not going to have a bunch of ballads on it.
Right.
I will want that because that's just going to kill my vibe. And I'm like, nah, that's not even, I don't even feel like cleaning up anymore. I want to go sleep. Like,
right. On. Exactly.
I want, when I have my cleaning mode, you know, I'm usually trying to put on something that's going to amp me up. I might put on some Kendrick, you know, I might want to put on something like that. Some upbeat R&B might put on. I might put on Tank. It all depends, because to me it all depends on the style of song.
Exactly.
So that plays a part. Your mood for a playlist plays a big part. And especially when you in the mood to be with your significant other, that's like, that has to be an ultimate playlist, because you can't go from like an Omarion song like Work and then go to a Lil Baby song.
And see, when you scroll on these new age bedroom playlists or sex playlists, they have a lot of rap songs. And it's not like the smooth rap songs. Like, I think you could probably get away with, would you say you can get away with a Ludacris?
Yeah, you definitely, I was going to say that. You can definitely get away with a Ludacris, but it has to be like, you can get away with Ludacris by adding like a Slash Waterfalls. You can add that on there, or you can get, you put Sex Room, or you can put Freaky Things. Those are the type of Ludacris songs that you would have to put on it in order for it to flow for like a sex playlist. You can't put DaBaby bop on it. Like, really?
That's what you're supposed to be cleaning up to.
Exactly. Exactly. You're not supposed to be. If you are, kudos to you, but that ain't what I want. No. No.
And then outside of the rap, don't give me something that's too sad. Like,
yeah, like I don't want to have a heartbreak song on that specific playlist. There's a time and a place. But occasionally, depending on the beat, you may be able to get away with it. But then if you like one of those type of people who are into lyrics, then it throws you off. It'll throw you off for you to have a heartbreak song and you're trying to be intimate with your significant other. Like, it depends. There are certain artists where you can, because the way that they're singing it in the music that's structured around it, but nah, I wouldn't want that on there.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to go and find an actual bedroom specific playlist. Like, they're terrible. I'm sorry. I'm not hating. Don't have me out to be a hater, but it's just, it's not appealing to me. And I'll even say, like, in a relationship, if you can get my vibe right with the music, we're good. Right. We're good.
Right.
So I've had an instance where someone tried to make a playlist, and the first couple songs, they vibe pretty cool. But then you get to the next song and I just look up like, what is this? You can kill a whole vibe if you don't have that transitioning right.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, it has to be cohesive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've been in situations where I might have been in the middle of something and a song came on and it's like, I got to change the song. Like, cause that's not where I'm at right now. And like sometimes even if you put on like those radios, you know, the radios that they have, like if you put on like a Trey Songz radio,
right.
They might give you a good four songs, even a mixture of Trey Songz and some other people. And then it's that one and be like, what the hell is this? Like,
yes.
How did you feel like this fit for Trey Songz radio? Like, or a Trey Songz playlist? Like, that? No. Why? Or like,
just,
you might get a Trey Songz in the middle, and then you might have a Tank Fuck It Up. And then you might have even a throwback Mario directions. And then you'll get Trey Songz, your side of the bed.
Look, I like, really? That's what you chose?
Like, why? Nah, man. You got to take that off.
It just gives you, it gives you the visual image of best man. When the song kept skipping, the Stevie Wonder song on Best Man.
Yes, yes. Like, okay, we need to get back to what we was doing because clearly this ain't supposed to happen. Stevie, come on, skip it. Yes, exactly.
Kill the whole vibe.
People know that I'm so passionate about playlists to the point where they won't even try to play theirs. They'll be like, well, you come up with the shit there. I bet. I got it. I'll do it. Don't worry about it. It may take me a while because it got to be right, but I got
right.
I got you.
Right. Yeah, you're a pretty tough critic on the playlist side.
Oh, yeah. I'm very... Like, I had one that I just made a couple of weeks ago, and it was just awesome. What am I in the mood to listen to, you know, for this moment? And it was pretty quick, and it came out good. And I put it on shuffle and everything. It was a mixture of old school, some new stuff, some stuff that I just wanted to hear. And I'm like, okay, this is nice. I haven't published it yet. I think I might put it up on because I did it on Apple Music, so I might let that one go. And I haven't given it a name yet. Yeah, I haven't given it a name yet, so I'm gonna see. I might put that up.
Okay, so we get a sample of what it is, this high expectation you're putting out.
Yeah, and then it, like I said, it was quick. Maybe like 5-10 minutes. Yeah, maybe like 5-10 minutes it took me to create this playlist just for the moment. And I enjoyed it. So I think everybody else will too.
Okay. Yeah, make sure we include that.
Okay. And then even on, you know, we have a few that are on Spotify. Back when they had that whole argument about who's the king of R&B. I made a few of those because, see, with me, I'm not going to. The playlists have to not include the obvious songs.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if we're going to go for like the king of R&B or something like that, I'm never going to go for the obvious songs. Like, they really have to make me feel some kind of way for me to include them, because I feel like that's too obvious. It's too
right
obvious for you to put certain songs on there. Because I think at that time, it was a debate about...
I know Jacquees started it, right?
I think that's what it was. Jacquees started it. And then that's when I went to work and I did a Trey Songz, I did a Tank, I did a Genuine, a T-Pain, a Usher, and a Chris Brown, and a Raheem Devon. I did one for each one of them.
Yeah, I remember listening to the Genuine playlist, and yeah.
I didn't have anything that was obvious on there.
No, you didn't. No, So Anxious.
I did have So Anxious on there.
Oh.
I did, because when it comes to Genuine's album 100, mm-hmm. You got to include So Anxious.
Okay.
And then I did include None of Your Friends' Business, but then I had several other ones that had nothing to do with those singles that people probably forgot about. And then all the other albums, none of them are the obvious. So I believe out of that whole playlist, you only had the two that were obvious. Mm-hmm. Was So Anxious and None of Your Friends' Business. Other than that, out of the... It's a two hour playlist. And out of those 2 hours, you only have two obvious songs. I feel like that's a solid playlist.
You did some digging.
You had to, because there's more to it than that. And I believe that the Tank one, it's the same way. There's no obvious tracks on there. No. There's no obvious tracks on there. So I think, I don't know, did we publish these or did we just keep these for ourselves?
No, we kept them.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and put those out there for the listeners to go and find these. The King of R&B ones will be on Spotify, and the one that I came up with quickly will be on Apple. If I choose to go to your playlist and all I see is obvious songs, I'm not going to listen to them.
So basically, don't put the song that everybody's going to already know.
No, I want to see, are you really listening to that artist?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really follow them? Are you really a fan of them? Because if you're really a fan of them, then you should know about these songs. And if you're not a fan of them, then hey, here you go. These are some songs that you may have bypassed because you only went to those singles because you only know those singles.
Right.
Oh, here's some other songs that you maybe need to tune into a little bit more.
Now, on average, how long should a playlist be? And what's too long for you?
On average, I feel you at least have to have the what used to be the CD minimum. You got to have at least 17.
Mm. At 17. Ooh.
Yeah. That's why I say it takes some time, because sometimes you might have a good solid 10 and then it's like, ooh, what's going to come after this?
What about these playlists that have like 200 something songs on it? What is your take on those?
I would only listen to that is if we driving home. If we driving back home to Cleveland and we don't feel like getting on the plane, then all right, them 200 songs can go, because then that means I got 10 hours there, 10 hours back, and I probably won't hear the same song. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if I really want to enjoy a playlist, 200 songs is too damn much. That's too much. Because then I'll never get to it. And then I usually hit everything on shuffle, so that means that I may hear the same songs that I've already heard, and I'm never going to hear the other songs on there because it keeps, for whatever reason, or however it's set up, to just those same songs. So it's like, no. Give me a good... I think I'm okay with anywhere between 17 at the minimum. Maybe 80 at the most.
Okay.
Maybe 80 might even be a little too much for me. Because then that's when I feel like you're just throwing songs on a playlist.
Right.
It's really hard for you to have a consistent flow when you have that many songs. Like, even if you use Chris Brown's album with the 45, the Heartbreak on the Full Moon, I think that one, that was enough. Like, if you want to make a playlist with 45 songs, I think that's a good number.
Yeah. I am not to the point where I have reached being able to have 45 songs, because I think I spend a lot of time, like, really trying to create a story with my playlist.
How you create?
Yeah, I like to create a story with my playlist. It has to have some type of experience, you know? I want you, if you listen to my playlist, I want you to be able to know what I was thinking when I created it. Mm. Without me deliberately saying, this is a sex playlist. Mm-hmm. This is this type of playlist. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I create my playlist. I really spend time, like, finding not just the transitions, or sound transitions, but I like to have a good transition to where the story still makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Me, I'm more so about the music. If I'm listening to a song and then 30 seconds, I give it like the first 30 seconds and then the last 30 seconds. Usually I'll try and put most of the songs together that I want to be on the playlist, because with the King of R&B ones, I just threw all of the songs on there based on the album, but you don't want to listen to it that way. You want to just go ahead and hit shuffle on those. But if it's a playlist that's specific to a mood or that kind of thing, then it's like the first 30 seconds and the last 30 seconds, I want it to transition well. Like, for those who don't really pay attention, a lot of songs are mixed and mastered at different volumes, but they're still loud. So if you have the first 30 seconds of that song maybe loud as hell, and then the last 30 seconds of it kind of gets lower, or the way that the song fades out, then you want to make sure that it makes sense for that next song that you bring in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where your no skips come in. If that song fades out and then it begins into a skit, and the skit has nothing to do with the playlist, it may throw off that next song.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the last 30 seconds to me, you know, the first song you can kind of get away with, but everything that follows, it has it has to make sense. So it's like, so the first song starts and then it fades out. Okay, what am I going to bring in next? How do I want that to fit with the very first song? So if the very first song is about love, okay, how does that song fade out? And how do I bring that next love song in?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, if I've given you a few up-tempo love songs, but I know I have some slower love songs on it, where does that slow song fit in this playlist? Do I try to fit it in the first couple of ones, or do I try and find somewhere else for it to go? Because you can't have, for me, you can't have like four up-tempo R&B songs, and then you got four slow tempo songs. It doesn't balance out. You got to find where they all fit. Like, I feel like that's where I spend the most time. Mm-hmm. And that's making sure that each one of them end and start right, so that I have the option to let them play through on their own. And then I also have the option to shuffle.
Yes, yes.
You should, for a good playlist, you need to have both. You got to have it to where you can play it through one time, and then after that, you can shuffle. And all the people, when you listen to it, how you feel about that?
Yes, I was going to say that that's my theory when it comes to playlists. Like, if it don't shuffle, it don't play. Period. If you make a playlist, and even if you're making a playlist where you're supposed to listen to it straight through, it still has to have the ability to shuffle. And if when you shuffle, you have that one song that is just like loud or throws the whole thing off balance, it's gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta go.
How do you feel about having multiple songs by the same artist?
Well, coming from my teacher, I was told that you shouldn't have the same artist come back to back. So like if I have a Chris Brown song, I can't have another Chris Brown song right after.
Even if it's a feature?
Sometimes it's hard, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is hard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is hard. I think when it comes to that, you just have to make sure that it does not sound the same. If you do have the same artist, make sure it doesn't sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if I got that right. I'm a little nervous.
You got it right. I don't really like to have multiple artists like on the playlist, especially if it's for a mood. I don't want to have if the playlist consists of 30 songs, I don't want to have 8 songs that may be from one artist.
Mm.
I might give you 2 or 3. But I'm not going to give you that many. It's like, well, then you should have just made a playlist strictly for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for that too much. So it's like, and I don't like to repeat songs. If I've already put a song on a playlist, I'm not going to put it on there again. I'm not going to put it. It's like, if you want to hear that song, then go to that playlist to hear that song.
Yeah.
I think you get lazy. I feel like that's being lazy then when you're adding the same songs from different playlists on there. Like, keep up with that playlist. Know that, you know, when you want to hear this specific song, if not by itself within a playlist, don't add it again.
Exactly. So would you say that playlisting is the same as DJing?
For me, the only difference would be the scratching and blending of the two songs.
Okay.
I still enjoy that, but there is no DJ that's doing that anymore. And the only thing that I truly dislike about DJ Khaled is the fact that he's yelling. I can't stand for a DJ to do all of that damn yelling. Yes, I understand you're trying to give me the club feel, but even in a club, I hate when they do that shit. Let the damn song play. If you want to, if you want to do a couple of, you know, effects and say, you know, give out your name to let the new listeners that may just came in on in the middle of your mix to say, you know, you say your name or something like that, that's cool. But if I keep having to hear your name over and over again, or you keep starting the song over and over again, like a couple of times is cool, but you don't got to do it every transition.
Yeah.
DJing, you have to know when to do it and when not to do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we grew up in an era where the DJing, that was the shit when you heard the DJ mix at the end of the, you know, the day or whatever, and you got that mix and they were going in, and then they'll come in, new something, all right, new something, and then they play it, and then they might let the first couple of bars of the song go, and then you get the whole vinyl noise of the spin in the back, run that shit back, all right, cool. And then it's like, all right, you let it play, but after that, let the song play.
Yeah.
Let the song play. Do not do that shit three or four times, because then I want to hear the song.
Right, because you have to think about you in the club and you like, all right. And then you play it again. It's like, all right, bruh.
The first time is cool.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You with it.
Yeah, you with it. And then it'll be, oh, what I can't stand down here sometimes when I do listen to the radio in Atlanta is like, they'll play a little baby song, and then they try and get into the old school feel, but then the old school song that they choose has nothing to do with what the hell they just played before. Like, really? That's
yeah. The-
chose, get your music game up. Like, no.
Yeah.
Who told you to play that damn song?
Yeah. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast.
Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use.
And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast.
That means you get to get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Make sure you join Anchor for all your podcast needs.
So would you ever tap into the DJ field?
That's a goal. I would love to. I definitely would love to do that. Definitely would love to do that. I like playing with that and being able to play with the tempo, find a cue, and know, like, because I know what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear it. I feel like I know when to add in the reverbs, you know, I know when to, you know, cut and add the filters in, like, all right, let's cut the filter right here, and then boom, drop another song in. Like, I know how to do it in my head because I've done it for so long. It's just that I haven't taken the time to invest in the equipment to do it, but it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. We're not really a fan of a lot of the playlists that are out on streaming sites. And I feel like for the most part, we do have access to at least the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you feel you could go to and find an enjoyable playlist?
Tidal. I think Tidal, out of the three majors, and I'm including the three majors, is Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal. Those are the three majors for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tidal, I think they are able to stay on track of who you're listening to and what type of music you're listening to and keep it going.
Now, does Tidal allow you to create your own playlist?
Yes. Yes. Actually, they have it to where they do a mix for you based off the music that you listen to. So, and then you can choose to go ahead and create that as a playlist if you like it.
Mm. So, say you go 3 months and you've been listening to different things, and would you have to like the song in order for them to know that?
No, it's
based off of what you've listened to.
Because, like, even they just added a new feature that they make a playlist out of the songs that you've most listened to over the period of time. And honestly, that's all I've been shuffling, because I'm already going to go to those songs. So they did the work for me. So, yeah, I would say Tidal makes the best pre-made playlists.
And then I also feel, don't they also have on certain platforms for you mixes?
What's a you mix?
Like for you, like based off of what you listen to. I think, doesn't Spotify have that as well?
Yeah, yeah, they do. I think Apple Music does too, but I'm really not a fan of Apple Music anymore. I had to let Apple Music go because, one, I think they added too many features. I think Apple Music has way too many different options on it to where, like, if I'm searching for a specific song, I have to go through too many things to get to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think out of search friendly, Spotify would be the best search friendly streaming site. Okay.
Because I'm looking at Apple Music now and I have a favorites mix.
Okay.
And
is that based off of, like, you gave it a thumbs up?
I want to say, maybe. But I feel like this is based off of what I've listened to. And it's kind of accurate.
Okay. Accurate.
But the mix that they gave me is pretty much all hip hop. It's all rap. Which is a little odd for me. And then there's another one. This is a hell no. I wouldn't listen to this. This says, because I'm under the For You part of it, it says Get Up Mix. And I wouldn't listen to none of this shit on here. No, I wouldn't listen to, I don't even know where they got that from. And, yeah. And okay, then there's a Chill Mix one that they have for me. No. Try again.
And see, yeah, Tidal, like, even for the mixes for you, they'll group together artists that make sense together.
Yeah, and but it chooses songs that I wouldn't listen to. Like,
yeah.
Like, their algorithm is just choosing the artists and not necessarily the songs, because the songs, like, don't even listen to that song. I've never listened to that song. So why would you think that was for me because I listened to this artist? Like, no.
What do you think about Essentials playlist?
I don't care for them. Because, again, majority of the songs are the obvious ones or ones that I won't listen to. Like, okay. So I'm looking at the Frank Ocean one, right? I wish y'all could see her face right now. He's super salty.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the first couple of ones that's on here, right?
It's probably Thinking About You is number one.
Of course. What do you think the second one is?
Either Sweet Life or Novocaine.
Nope, Pyramids. Then
okay.
Then you have Pink and White. Then you have Slide, Super Rich Kids, and Nikes.
So yeah, what that is I'm going to take the top songs and I'm going to throw them in this order. So this is what a lot of people are listening to. Up, oh, that's an essential. This is what a lot of people are listening to. Up, oh, that's an essential. But like you said, what about the ones that you have to dig for? White Ferrari. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring up Blonde, for if you want to do Channel Orange, you can even go the interludes on Channel Orange are amazing. If I could throw the song White off of Channel Orange on every playlist, I probably would. If I could do even that end song on Channel Orange, I love that song. And it's an outro to the album.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into all the Frank Ocean.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode.
But no, I wouldn't. The Frank Ocean playlist that you made, that should be the go-to. Because I was once, I will admit, last thing on Frank Ocean, I was a little skeptical on Frank Ocean for a while, but I understand now.
Yes,
I understand.
And let me tell you, when I made that playlist, y'all, like, I knew who I was sending it to. And I knew that I was already mad, because it's like, you're asleep on Frank Ocean. No way. There's no way possible. So I had to really take time. I think that playlist took me about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
I think that playlist took me 2 months, because you really want to piece together the experience, like I said, you know, and really think about who it is that you're directing it towards,
mm-hmm.
and what sound they would like. I knew which songs not to put on there for you and which songs that you kind of probably skipped over just because you gave it your 30 second and skipped it. But it's like, no, really listen to these songs as a collective and tell me if I change your mind. Clearly, I did all right.
You did, because you changed my mind. Now, I know one person in particular, you're not going to change her mind, but you changed mine. Like, I feel like with Frank, you really got to be willing to have an open ear
mm-hmm.
for him. And that's the mm-hmm. kind of music that I want to hear. I don't necessarily, it doesn't have to be all trappy, you know, type R&B or things of that nature. Like, I have an open ear, but mm-hmm. it's gonna take me a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me why I should love this artist. Like, give me those types of playlists as well. Why should I love this artist?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I may be missing about this artist?
Mm-hmm.
Not just giving me stuff that that's on the radio or on a TikTok or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a certain connection to my music that is, I don't know how to describe it in words. Like, really, my communication is through music. Like, and that's why I said in the beginning, if you can understand me musically, then we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not really the person to, I guess, express vocally to you how I feel in a sense, but when it comes to music, I'm able to take some songs and say exactly what I want to say, but can't say it.
I haven't done that in a while, but I understand what you're talking about. I have done that where, you know, might have gotten into an argument or something.
Yeah.
And piss somebody off. And I got to sing you this song real quick. Like,
yeah. And then it's not even like I'm not talking about where I'm going to send you a Keisha Cole song. You know, like I'm not talking about that.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about, like, I don't know. It's just a certain connection for me that it's, we're not here to talk about spiritual, but it is, for me, my music is, I'm connected to it spiritually, you know? So, like, I can listen to a group of songs one way today, play that same set of songs next week and get a completely different outcome from it.
Example?
So, like, Janae.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen to a Janae album and be on some comfort in type. Like, I can listen to Janae and listen to Sold Out and feel like, you know, I'm over you, don't call me no more, you know, get that type of thing from it. But then I can listen to Sold Out and I can get the vibe of keep pushing, you know, motivated. You really have to know me and hear one of my playlists to understand what I'm saying. Like, I actually have, since Shake is going to do a little soft plug on her playlist, I'm going to do a plug on my playlist that I made. And it's called Bria's Interlude. And with that playlist is, it's about my thoughts. It's who I am in a nutshell. Honestly, it's like you start off in this creative place and then you transition to, you know, how am I going to make this work, to, you know what, I'm going to do anything and everything to make this work. It's basically where I was when I set out to, when we set out to officially do Perception Vibes as a podcast.
Because I was about to say, why haven't I heard this playlist? I haven't heard any.
I know. It's so, I don't know how to separate personalizing my creativity to sharing my creativity.
I think that's every artist's problem.
Yeah.
I think that's every creative's problem.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a problem. Erykah Badu said it best. I'm sensitive about my shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
We're all sensitive. I don't give a damn what nobody says. At the end of the day, when you are creative, you care to some extent about what other people think. So a lot of stuff gets held back. I have so much shit that has been held back. I have so many songs that I've written that have been held back. I have so many beats that have been held back. I have so many playlists that I've only kept for myself. There's so many artists that I may not play around certain people because I don't want you to know that this is what I enjoy. But mm-hmm. Creative, we have to learn to let it go.
We're
not going to be free in a world of our creativity if we don't let it go. We got to let it go. And I'm speaking to you and I'm speaking to my damn self as well. Like,
yeah,
I don't let it go. That shit is hard. Because
it really is.
I really put my all into it. Like, there may be some people that don't give a shit about making a playlist correctly, but for those who are, like, I really put time and effort into this, and I really want you to enjoy it. I may have made it for myself, but I'll put it out there for other people to enjoy and listen to other things than what the obvious is. There are some people who do want to listen to playlists that don't have the time, like you said, to search the database or the browse or whatever it is that you may be using to, you know, get that. The one thing I think that I am missing, though, is I know that it was not supposed to be done, but them early 2000s, when you could download shit and you were finding shit you weren't supposed to have, like that. I feel like that was the fun part of it. Like, now it's not even fun anymore because it's like you've been bombarded with so much music.
Yeah.
You don't even know where to begin anymore.
Yeah.
Back then, you could just put in somebody's name and you had to click on all of those and let them download, and you'd be like, ooh. And then when you find out don't nobody else got that song, you're like, ooh.
Yes, yes.
I remember when I found a version of Usher's Seduction that when the deluxe came out for Confessions, I'm like, that ain't the song I got. That's not the way. I like the leaked version better than I like the one that you put on the album. I'm going to keep on listening to that version. Like, that's what it was. I know we were not supposed to be doing it. Sorry. But it was a lot. We had a lot of stuff.
So you would say that music is too accessible.
No, I feel that it's hard to find the diamonds in the rough. It's hard to find those. Because back then, I would find people that I've never heard of before, but they had some good music. Or back when we had the whole Chopped and Screwed mixtapes back then, and it was like some of the good ones that I enjoy were songs that I've never known who the artist was or heard any music from them before. So that made me want to go find who that person was, or did they have any more music? And it's like, now you got it's so much stuff that I'm not in tune with that I don't even want to waste my time to even find them. It's a lot. So that's why, you know, I do take the time to listen to the new releases on Fridays, but I feel like I've done more this year of listening to the new release Fridays than I have in a while. And I'm not finding anything. And it's like, I feel like now it's so many different ways to find music that we're not finding the music.
And that's essentially why we're having this conversation, is because, you know, I would depend on a playlist to do that for me. But if I click on the playlist and it's just going to play me these same songs that we all know already, then what's the point? Give me a playlist where, you know, I find a new song that I didn't know about, or I find a new artist that I didn't know about. And it's like, oh, okay. Who is this? Let me take that song and go click on their bio to find another album then. And that's how it should be.
Even when you you know, you go listen to, you try to listen to the top like the hot top list or whatever it's called, you know, the ones that maybe trending, even though sometimes I'd be like, why? How did this make pop list?
Right.
Like some of them are like the obvious, okay, you know, you done seen it on all different types of platforms of them promoting that song. So now everybody has finally listened to it. So now it for whatever reason already made it to the top list. But that doesn't mean it's a song that I want to listen to.
Mm.
And then when you try and go through majority of them, it's like for me particularly, I usually go through the R&B top list and most of them be like, I don't even like this song.
Right.
Or it's not even an R&B song.
Right. Yes, that is the problem with the R&B playlist, is that half of them are not even R&B songs.
It's not even R&B, so it's like a turn up, like, I don't even want to listen to this no more. I be so disappointed sometimes. I do. And it's like, but I got hope. I do have hope. It's going to get better. But it's like, hope. Where is all the music at? I'm like, at this point, it's like, I'm tired of listening to old school in early 2000s. I really want to listen to new artists. I really, really want to find new music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finding it. It's either they already sound like somebody that we've already heard, or it's just not what I would listen to.
Mm. I think that for me, I took a break from trying to find new artists because I was getting frustrated with the ones that I was finding. It was just like, and even people would refer me to some people, but it's like, this is cool, but this is not it. Like,
yeah, like it for me, when it's like I'm listening to certain things, if I listen to certain playlists, I'd be like, okay, the song is cool, but that's not something that I will continuously keep going back to. I start to revert to, okay, but where would it work? That's how I try to do a lot of things nowadays, because it's so much music that doesn't really touch me personally, to where I have to be like, okay, but where could it work? Could this work on a show? Could this work on a commercial? Could it work on an ad? Could it work on YouTube with somebody who has a vlog? Like, where does it work? Mm-hmm. Because as far as me, because then that may turn my perception into being like, okay, if it works in a movie, then I may enjoy it when I watch that movie. But it may not necessarily be something that, if I'm in a car, or if I'm just want to listen to music in the headphones, or if I'm working on stuff, like if I can't just put music on while I'm working on things, while I'm trying to do my to-do list and things of that nature, then I'm not going to go back to it. I'm not. But I can see where it can be marketed, you know, that way. I do give them that. Like, there are some artists that, you know, maybe I should be trying to get commercial ads.
Mm.
Because that's where I see your song works. Okay. Or or can this be played in the shoe store or boutique, or, you know, things like that. Like, while people are working in retail stores, you know, stuff like that.
Mm. Okay.
That's how I look at it. Like, when it comes to certain music that I may not enjoy, like, okay, if I was to go into, you know, a Foot Locker, or, you know, those type of stores, or, you know, one somebody's pop-up shop, what kind of music do I want to hear while I'm in there shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that song may work. And then, because then it'll be like, oh, yeah, I want this shirt, I want that. Like, it makes me enjoy the experience of shopping, because for some people, that is an experience to go shopping. So you need to have music. You don't want to go shopping in dead silence. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, So I can understand how music works that way. But as far as my, for my pure enjoyment, I haven't been able to find anything.
Yeah.
Give me, I want more music that's, that I don't feel like I'm in a club or strip club all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I feel like majority of the music is. It's either for the young kids that are dancing, the strip club, and the clubs. We need a balance. We need to bring back the balance of music.
Some people like to go to a lounge.
Right.
Play that type of music. We need that type of music.
Right, because if I go to a lounge and I got my hookah and things like that, I want to vibe. I'm not trying to jump on no damn chairs, no couches. Sometimes I do, but not the whole damn night.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to do that.
So this is our fifth episode. I wanna kind of talk to you about how do you feel about our introduction into the podcast world. How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I'm glad that we have finally kicked ourselves in the ass and got it done. And each week it's become more and more, I get more and more excited about, you know, what are we going to talk about? And I personally don't really care about having a structure right now. I want to get to a point where it feels robotic for us. I want it to continue to be conversation and enjoyment and discussing music on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. I feel like we are doing our job so far in making sure that Perception Vibes is a perception vibe. I enjoy that. It's our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I think you can tell from episode one to now that it's just natural, you know. I think in episode one, I was nervous. I'm just gonna put it out there. I was nervous. And it's not like it was like alive or anything like that. It was just, it's my first time putting my voice out there to be heard along with my opinion. That's like, I don't know, Shay. I don't think I'm ready to, but I had to. And since episode one, it's just been a breeze. No pun intended.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I can't wait to see what we continue to keep building on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it because, like I said, from our first show, I haven't really seen a podcast or heard a podcast that is really discussing the things that we're discussing. I feel like it's a lot of album reviews, and, you know, I like going in depth about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as we keep growing, we're going to get more in depth about music. Because right now we've just been throwing out songs. We haven't really got deep into the music part of it.
Yeah, I'll say that these first episodes were basically an introduction to what type of music do you like? What type of music do I like? What is it that we're looking for? How do we listen to music? You know, really giving the back end of our perception vibe.
Mm-hmm.
To help you understand. So when we get to the point where we're going into detail about a specific song or a specific artist or a specific genre branch of R&B, then you'll know why Shake feels the way she does and why I feel the way I do. And then that's when we'll start to debate more, guys.
Oh, that's that's when it's really going to get fun.
Yeah. That's when the debate comes in, and I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be on my side. And let's just all jump Shake just real quick.
Don't jump me too bad, though. Jump me too bad, but okay, I'm all for it. I'm always getting jumped anyway, so when it comes to this music, I'm always getting jumped because I'm not gonna fold, and I'm not gonna agree with you because the masses agree with you. Like, just because it's on the top 10 or top 100, that don't mean I like it. Like,
yeah.
And it's not about me hating on the music. It's just, I don't get it. Like, sonically, frequencies, vibrationally, it does not hit me. So, no. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people that may not like certain songs that I do, but I'm going to break it down on why you should.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it down for you. Yeah. Because I saw something maybe a few weeks ago about one of my all-time favorite songs in the world. No debate, no questions, no nothing. I will fight you over you saying something about my song. And I seen that they said something about they can't stand that song. And I was ready to go in. But I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. We'll talk about
Just tell us the song.
Art of Noise, Moments of Love. Somebody said it was too damn long, and I said, you ain't listening to it right.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody, I'm telling you, anybody that knows me already knows. Don't come for my song.
Yeah.
Come for it at all. We will stop being friends. I will no longer do ever again in life if you have anything negative to say about my song.
Man, we grew up on that song. Like, and to this day, I'm still hearing things new. Every time I hear the song, I hear something new that I did not hear before.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm expecting for people to really, really respect your ear, Shake, honestly, because I'm gonna give you your props on your ear, because your ear trained and is still training my ear, and it's like, yeah, it's definitely a talent. It's a talent. My love for music came from your love for sound.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm just going to be more on the lyrical side. Honestly, I know you all about the music, but the music is important. The beat is important, but don't sleep on the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking forward to hearing your side of the lyrics, because you may help me understand the lyrics a little more than me, because there may be a lot of songs out there that are my favorites, but I may only know half the words to it. But I can tell you how it was sung, or the cadence of the rap, like, or how the ad-libs and the background vocals, which side is going to be on. Like, I can give you all of that. But sometimes I can't admit that. Sometimes I do miss the point in the lyrics because I'm so focused on the whole. Mm-hmm. And it's like the lyrics is a small portion of it, but I'm trying to listen to everything. The how much reverb was on that ad lib, like those kind of things. That's what I'm paying attention to. Like how many bars is it? Like that's the stuff that I'm paying attention to. So I'm looking forward to your lyrical breakdown.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Cause I think I want you to enlighten me a little more about Janae. Because she deep, and there's some things that I probably missed and that probably need a little bit more understanding of, as well as Frank and some other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of missed details within the lyrics that you have to really circle back and say, wait a minute, did they really just say what they just said? Yes, they did. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because to me, like when you have the Genius, you know how you go on Genius and they give you the lyrical breakdown and things like that. And then, you know, they give their version of the lyrical breakdown. And then the artist gives the lyrical breakdown. But I will like to hear what your lyrical breakdown of it is. Because mm-hmm. you, for instance, the song with Beyonce, Love Drought.
Mm-hmm.
When I initially heard it, it was the way I heard it a different way. But then when I saw the Genius version with the person who wrote it, and it made me look at it a whole different type of way. But then I also would like to hear, you know, somebody like you, like, what is your breakdown of that song and how did those lyrics make you feel? Like that,
right?
That I think the artist or the songwriter, those are great. But then what about from a fan point of view or from another creative point of view of what that lyrical breakdown is? So I'm definitely ready to hear that. So
it's
only going to get better from here with Perception Vibes. We're going to have fun.
Yes. We are here to perceive the vibes, man. That's what it's all about. It's all about, this is what I feel when I listen to music, period.
Pooh.
Are you leaving that?
Period. Pooh. Period. Pooh. Period.
I can't. I can't.
Thank you for joining us for another Perception Vibes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we are on Anchor. We are on Spotify. We are on iTunes Podcast. We will have the link in the bio. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Peace.